Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why are you telling me I'm never gonna survive?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed. I'm so excited to be with you today. This week's episode of Real Talk is, I'm asking the blunt question, what the heck am I doing with my life and how can I get it back on track? We are in a season of change right now. And so the question was posed to me, when you look in that quote unquote man in the mirror, what do you see? Who do you see? Who's looking back at you? And so a lot of self-help, self-improvement, mental health, mental family preparedness, people will always say that that introspective person is the person who you really are, whether you are for them or against them. So today we're going to take an interesting look at the man in the mirror. And the man in the mirror is you. So if you are watching today, I would love for you to call in and have a conversation with me. Our call-in number is 515-602-9777. That's 515-602-9777. So we're going to get right in it, and we're going to start our conversation on how to successfully transition through this season of change. What I want to discuss first is, what does that mean? The pattern and transitions of life, the seasons of change. When we take the time to reflect upon the natural environment that we're in, we begin to observe a complex yet very beautiful world cycling through patterns, phrases, and stages of different transitions. We also quickly realize that nothing ever stands still, that nothing ever maintains its current state, identity, or shape for very long. Nothing stays the same. In fact, all of nature cycles through seasons of change and transformation effortlessly and naturally, just like that. Just like that, we transition through psychological and physical states of information throughout our lives. So one of those transformations that we're going to be talking about today is really a natural part of life, and it's important to be clear on those components of the evolution. It is something that is unavoidable. It is something that's inevitable, and yet it is something very manageable. But sometimes we can't seem to get it together. Our circumstances, needs, desires, and behaviors, sometimes more often than not, have naturally changing and evolving alongside of these life cycles that I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to be running the risk of undermining our personal values or happiness or fulfillment because we don't understand what the cycles are, how the cycles move, how they go through the change. In this conversation, I'm going to help you design a guide, just a teeny tiny guide, so that you can go through these rhythms and cycles of your life. It is one of the things that I want to help you design to provide you with the resources and tools to understand you need to be able to make the best for the changes that are coming into your life and to be used in such a way where it brings joy and peace to your everyday existence. So sit back, get a piece of paper, and join me for the next 30 minutes while we talk about the four seasons of transition, that man in the mirror, so that you can understand who you're looking at and what you're looking at and how you can go through these changes effortlessly so that you can move towards your goals despite difficulties in the times that we're in. So we're going to equate this with the four seasons. So I want to break this down. So a lot of people describe it very differently, but I'm going to describe it very simply, just like the four seasons. And you can match these up with what season you are in your life and start your cycle from there. So summer, because we're in summer. And when you're in the season of the summer, quote unquote, this is a season of reward, celebration, and fulfillment. When you find yourself, everything in your life, you're getting rewarded for good works, you're celebrating and fulfillment, this usually comes in the summer of your life. Well, what's the next season after summer is autumn or fall. In this season, it's about survival, the mistakes you made, and the problems that you have now created or you have. So you've gone through all your summer, you've had a great time, and then just like with everything that goes up, everything must come back down. And a season of survival, mistakes, and problems. And you analyze those things, and we will talk about how do you move through that season. And so then you move from autumn or fall to your winter season. Now, this is a season of reflection, hibernation, and planning. When you're in the winter season of your life, you should be reflecting on what you did and how the past years or seasons were. You should be in a rest, renew, and restore place, and you should be planning what's coming next, because what's coming next is the spring. The spring is a season of learning, opportunities, and dramatic thinking and action. So that's your winter, spring, summer, and fall. Summer, a season of reward, celebration, and fulfillment. Autumn, a season of survival, mistakes, and problems. Winter is a season of reflection, hibernation, and planning. And the spring is a season for learning, opportunities, and dramatic action. The seasons of life are consistently changing as a result of the choices and the decisions that you make on a daily basis. Let me say that again. The season of life that you're currently experiencing, which are currently changing, is a result of the choices and the decisions that you make on a daily basis. A seemingly insignificant choice today could very well change the tide of the season as you move into your tomorrow. For things not to change, we must stay the same. However, we cannot remain unchanged if we are constantly making new choices and new decisions about our conditions and our circumstances. So even though things may seem like they're staying the same, that's a choice as well. You can never move to the next season if you are not willing and able to make the choices. And so when you look at that man in the mirror, you're going to have to ask yourself that question, why am I not moving? What am I not doing? Remember we said that the seasons that you're in is determined by the choices that you make. What you decide today will determine your tomorrow. Understand this, my truth tribe. Life is all about changing. We are constantly changing. Our circumstances are simply a reflection of those natural elevations of our steps and choices, right? So our seasons will transition naturally. Understand that. The season of life transitions naturally from one phase to another as a result of your thoughts, values, beliefs. We have consistently cultivated in our minds what you think about, you will bring about. If you don't like the season that you're in, then you need to change your thoughts and your mind. The summer seasons bring happiness, the autumn brings pain, the winters bring self-reflection, and the spring brings opportunity for learning. Those are so important so that you know how to govern and conduct yourself. We transition through each of these seasons naturally because they are simply a reflection of the human nature, right? Understand this. Seasons are temporary. The season of your life that you find yourself in, it's a temporary state, such as raindrops falling on your head, thunder lightning that is raging outside or the wind that is blowing up a storm, none of these events will last forever, may they be good or bad. They are temporary states in nature, just as the seasons of life are temporary and psychological states of nature. Just like if it's stormy and cloudy or cold and frigid, those are not going to stay the same. It may feel like they last forever, but they will not stay the same. They will temporarily change, and you have to ebb and flow with that. The joy you experience during the summer seasons will not last forever. Like I just said, there will be inevitable be a moment when your thoughts, decisions, and actions will naturally move to another phase in your life, which may lead to pain and anguish if you're not careful. However, this too is only temporary, and this too will eventually pass. So do not be afraid to step over in those seasons and experience them fully for what they are in your life. The length of time it takes for you to progress through each season is simply a reflection of your state of mind, a reflection of your ability to adapt to the conditions and circumstances we have found ourselves in. If you adapt successfully, you will move through the difficult and unpleasant phases quickly. On the other hand, if you are not able to adapt, you can find yourself suffering and being in that season for way longer than you need to, or falling to someone who is capitalizing on the opportunities that befall on you. And if you seek the seasons and go through them proficiently, you will also capitalize on the opportunities that life inevitably throws your way because of the season that you're in, right? What is the mental benefits of understanding your seasons? What's the mental benefit? And right now, people don't understand the mental benefit of going through the seasons, right? So let's talk about that. The seasons of life are there to teach us lessons about ourselves, others, and about life in general. They are there to help us grow emotionally, physically, and socially. And they are there to harden our souls, or enlighten our spirit, or to strengthen our emotional resilience in the face of adversity and opportunity. When we succeed to celebrate, that's when we fail to accomplish and we start to blame everybody. But eventually, we begin to compete and contemplate who we are, what we want, and how we like to progress from these moments on. These periods of life that shape us, they shape our character, they paint a canvas of life that we have not yet experienced. Moreover, these times help us evolve as human beings. We naturally create the transition between the four seasons of life as a result of our responsibilities and our reactions to events and circumstances. This will eventually show us how we should respond to the environment around us. We would directly influenced with what our environment is telling us, whether it's problems or opportunities. So I want to stop right here, and I want to say to you guys that this may seem really crazy. This may seem like chitter-chatter talk, but when you're trying to figure out who you are, when you're trying to figure out what place you are, when you're asking that burning question, what the heck is going on in my life? I can't seem to get a hold of it. How do I get back on track? Well, sometimes you are performing in one season and you are experiencing another. Sometimes you are acting like you are in a season of resting, like in the wintertime, but you really are in a season of survival, mistakes, and problems. Sometimes you think you're in a season of learning and opportunities and action, but you actually are in a season of reward, celebration, and fulfillment. You can miss the whole boat. Can you imagine being actually in the season of reward, celebration, and fulfillment, and being there, and then your life, you're acting like you are in survival mode, when really you are in reward mode? You're acting like you have made all these mistakes, but you should be celebrating your growth. Sometimes You have to understand the season that you're, so you can respond to it the most appropriate way. And I want us to understand how you can create the seasons. We naturally create the transitions between the four seasons of life, which is a result of our responses, like I said, to people, events, and circumstances. And one of the things that we do is the first thing is we self-reflect. So I'm going to give you some questions. Jot these down on how your life has changed and transformed over time by reflecting back upon the emotional highs, the heartbreaking lows, and have experience over your lifetime, or at least for a good bit of it anyway. Additionally, consider your current predicament and life circumstances and ask yourself the following questions. Question number one, what season am I currently transitioning through at this very moment? What season am I currently transitioning through? Okay. Your number two question is, how have the seasons shaped my character? Some of us have stayed perpetually in a season of unrest. And how has that shaped your character? Number three, how have the seasons strengthened your character? Some people have been in that same season and they've grown stronger. They've become wiser. They've become faster, quicker, better because of being in that rough season. How have the seasons enriched your experience in life? Sometimes you are too busy looking at the faults to think about how well you have been blessed. So this has been a very easy topic to talk about. It's very simple. Jot down the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. Think about what those seasons mean. Think about the seasons of life is really about transformation and change. Moreover, they are about the process of effectively transitioning from one state or set of conditions and circumstances to another, swiftly and without hesitation or pause, enabling us to learn, grow, and consequently reap the rewards that life eventually will bring our way. The season of life doesn't necessarily cycle through the summer to autumn, autumn to winter, winter to spring, and then back to summer again. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. They can transition any which way depending on the emotional cycle that the decisions you make take you from a daily spot. So what I mean is you want them to go winter, spring, summer, and fall. They may go summer, winter, fall, spring, go back to summer, go back to winter, go to fall, go to spring, summer. They will change. And whatever season you're in, remember, it requires you to do different things. In the end, life is about transition as we see it, about changing, and most importantly, about transformation. We're trying to become better people. Every experience, no matter how we perceive it, helps us grow and develop psychologically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally on many levels of awareness, which consequently paves the way for even richer experience that we can have. We will enable us, and these things will enable us to challenge our lives to become better people. This has been really interesting. This talk for me has been really, really interesting because I've decided to do that. I've decided to take my life on this wacky-packy journey, and it is wonderful what you do. It's wonderful when you find yourselves in those different seasons. It's wonderful how to move yourself into different things. One of the things that will help you, these six quick will help you move through the seasons efficiently. Tip number one, sometimes you have to burn the bridge, walk away, and don't look back. And I know everybody's going, what? Yep, Sometimes you have to burn the bridge, walk away, and don't look back. If that season that you're in requires you to make bold and rash and quick and hard changes, sometimes you just have to burn the bridge and walk away and don't look back. And a lot of people tell you, don't burn your bridges because you may have to cross over again. No, burn those bridges because sometimes the things that are on the other side of that bridge never needs to come back in contact with you. Number two, commit to action. Positive actions that will transform your dreams into realities. When you are moving through these seasons, plan. Well, I want to say what I see until I see what I said. Have a vision in your head. Commit to positive actions and then transform those dreams and by the way of actions into what you want your reality to be. That's what we were talking about, being able to ebb and flow through the transitional period, so that you can start recognizing you and the life that you want to live. Ask for help. Number three, ask for help. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. Not at all. I'm going to say that again. Ask for help. You can do anything your heart desires, but just not everything all at one time. Sometimes you're going to need a little help, guidance, mentoring. Sometimes you're going to need to look at a template of somebody else who's in that season or just come out of that season and see how they ebbed and flowed through it. Sometimes you don't have to recreate the wheel, guys, okay? And number four, time is more precious than money. People think money is the most precious commodity we have. You can always get money. You can't get time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time. If you are standing and staying in a place, in a season that you have already graduated from, that's a wasting of time. We only have a certain amount of time here on this earth, and the one thing you can't do is waste your time. You can always get your fortune back, but you can't waste your time. Number five, you can't give up all your everything to everyone. And that's a hard one, especially when we're talking about people in your life. In some seasons, you're going to have to walk alone. You can't give up all of your everything. You got to save some things for yourself. Like when they're talking and the stewardess says, ladies and gentlemen, please put on your mask first before you assist someone next to you who may be in need, an older person or a child. They're saying that because if you fall out, both of y'all are doomed. So remember, you can't give all your everything to everyone. Stop worrying about paying the light bill and start having a ball being in the light. Let me say that again. Stop worrying about paying the light bill and start being in the light. And what I mean by that is some of us are in seasons where we're just so bogged down with the day-to-day, and you spent thousands of hours creating, and you spent thousands of hours working, and you never enjoy the sunlight. So that's what I meant by stop paying the light bill, worried about paying the light bill. The light bill will get paid. It will get paid. Be in a season where you can move and you can ebb and flow. You want to be creating a living versus a legacy. Some people don't get that. So let's go over those again. Number one, sometimes you have to burn that bridge, walk away, and don't look back. Number two, commit to positive actions are always transforming your dreams into realities. Ask for help. You can do anything, but you just can't do everything. Time is more precious than money. You can't give up all of your everything to everyone, and stop worrying about paying the light bill and start being the light that you see. Guys, this has been so much fun. This has been such a blessing. And for those of you who are really going through something and you know who you are, if you're in that season, understand this. You might have to tell a few people, I've missed you. Until I realized that you were never really anything to me but holding up my peace. Let me say that again. I've missed you until I realized that you were never really anything to me but holding up my peace. There are some people in your life, guys, who are just holding up your peace. You think you're missing them, and you're pining for them, and you want them in your life, and you need them in your life, and you keep saying, I can't move to the next place if this person's not with me. That's foolishness. You can and you will. sometimes you don't realize that the people you're holding on to are the people who are blocking your blessings. So I want you to stay in good health, and I want you to remember that there are four seasons, a winter, a spring, a summer, and a fall. And if you don't move through those seasons proficiently, you will get stuck. Remember, your summer seasons are the seasons where you find reward and celebration and fulfillment. When you find yourself in that season, treat yourself accordingly. Enjoy the reward. Enjoy the celebration and enjoy the fulfillment of what you have worked for. There are times when you're going to find yourself in the autumn or the fall, and this is a season for survival mistakes and problems. When you find that you are bogged down with mistakes and problems, and it's a time for you to stop. You stop celebrating. Stop jumping around. Don't look for rewards. You got to do the work. And so when you find yourself in those situations, you understand what you need to do. You got to get to work. If you find yourself in a winter season, you need to be reflecting and resting and renewing and restoring and planning. These are the seasons where it's kind of quiet, just like in the wintertime. You're hibernating and you are getting yourself ready. You guys need to do that, and you need to understand that it's okay to take two steps back for a few minutes. And the last season is a season of spring, or the season for learning and opportunity and dramatic thinking and actions and new births. Think about it in the spring. Everything is new and it's young and it's fresh and it's filled with opportunities and the thoughts of life being proposed to this world and presented to this world. And that's how you should move through that season. And you'll know the seasons by where you are. So just take a look at those seasons and answer those questions. What season am I in? What season was I in before? What season am I in now? And how did I move through these seasons, and what season did I get stuck at every doggone time? I get stuck in the same stupid season. I want you to think about that. Start planning your life. You are the man in the mirror. And if you don't have an answer for yourself, nobody is. And so I want to just thank you guys again for being my guest today. I want to thank you so much for the people who have typed in the questions and answers. I hope I answered your questions for you. I would like to thank you again for joining me. As always, the mission of this show is to create a more united and strong tribe and community. Remember, today was a new day. As always, it's been a blessing to end another week with you. My prayer is for you to expect great things and for it to happen each and every day. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Please be safe. Be good to each other. Peace and blessings until next week, where we will have a awesome show. Our show is going to be on the same topic, seasons of change. The next is opportunities. How to create your own stimulus package. How to create your own stimulus package. Come back and join me here at Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 every Friday. I love you again. Peace and blessings. I'm Regina Bree, and this has been Real Talk. Love you all. Peace. Good will. Be safe. Be strong. Be happy. And have a great day.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why are you telling me never gonna survive? But once upon a time, yes, I believe that life would start in no way to lie. You can't control my mind. I want you. you for